As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, it's Friday, August the 27th, 2010, and it's our two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, fooled you. But the sun is arising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We're going to kick around a lot of information today, but if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, for madmen only, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of our broadcast today. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com and engage in our chat room discussion. You can also pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. Do get quite a few very interesting emails. And for those without internet access listening, find any of our affiliate stations out under micro broadcasters. You too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout-out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You can find all of our contact information at the becomevocallocal.com webpage, and all of our archives conveniently stored for your use and perusal at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Precious metals and equities trade higher, of course, but Bernanke's going to speak this today, but I don't imagine that anyone's going to listen. Administrative law, paralegal, we'll talk about that today. Perhaps even go back into the convention of the law on the sea. We'll go there perhaps, having time to do that. And we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Kind of just an open day, an open market day. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Found gold, Yahoo, trading up $3.80 at $1,240.10. Just exactly where it was yesterday at opening. That was before they kicked it down the road. Silver this morning up 16 cents at $19.09. And I like that. Can we see $20 silver soon, please? Please, please, please. Maybe, just maybe, J.P. Morgan Chase will get their foot off of the silver market. Platinum this morning, flat so far in early trading at $1,529. Palladium up $4 at $502. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,233.60 for a low, $1,243.40 for a high. A spread of a really nice $10 spread sitting there. But are we going to go higher? I think we're getting ready for it, folks. I hope you're in the marketplace. As Robbie Noel says, get a little skin in the game. But again, at $1,240.10, your gold is up year to year, $291.90 for a 30.78% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning set the price at $1,234.50. Gold promptly went up. That's a good sign. The SPDR gold shares holding 1,297.95 metric tons, unchanged from yesterday, with a value on the street of $51.6 billion.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, August the 27th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. You know, there's two seasons in Missouri, summer and winter. On Wednesday, we shut off the air conditioners, and next morning, well, it was about 55 degrees in the house here, so now we're back to sweats and t-shirts again, and very soon I'll be all bundled up, no doubt about it. Anywho, let's get into the market report again for this morning. After trading out of New York City, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we find gold trading up $3.80 at $1,240.10 an ounce, silver up 16 cents at $19.09 an ounce, platinum flat at $1,529, and palladium up $4 at $502 an ounce. The London Gold Fix again this morning, 1234.50. It's trading above that as we went on the air. The SPDR gold shares unchanged overnight. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed yesterday down 74 at 9,986. Once again, below the 10,000 mark. The NASDAQ off 23, closing at 21.19. The S&P, Standard No So Very Poor 500 Index, off 8 at 1,047. The crude oil this morning up 15 cents at $73.51 a barrel for light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index bumps up 7 basis points, trading out in the big marketplace in their trade-weighted basket of currencies at 82.95. The Forex this morning, we see a continuing decline in the Canadian loonie this morning off 11 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 94 cents U.S. The Mexican peso bumps up just a little bit, 10 basis points, yet still stands at 8 cents U.S. The multiplier this morning for your pesos, if you happen to be planning a trip across the border, is 13.0055 pesos per dollar. So just fill up your pockets with pesos and have a good siesta. The euro this morning up 4 basis points at $1.27, still rather depressingly low number on the euro. The British pound bumps up, loses 19 basis points, and yet trades and exchanges against the U.S. dollar to $1.55. And the Swiss franc, still strong and getting stronger, moving up another 44 basis points, nearing parity with the U.S. dollar. This morning, exchanging against the dollar at 98 cents U.S. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasury, 0.52%, bumping up a little bit from 47 where it was yesterday, I believe. And the 10-year is at 2.54. The 30-year yield's 3.56. Of course, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke is going to be talking about the treasuries today. It's his last gasp on correcting the problems that he's caused in this world. Anyway, the mortgage market this morning moves down from 4.09% to 3.93%. for an interest rate on those 15-year fixed mortgages. The 30-year fixed mortgage moves down from 4.61 to 4.51, and the prime rate is at 3.25%, and of course the Fed target rate, chiseled in stone, is at 0.25, depressingly low. Anyway, going into the news basket a little bit here, there's not much news, all right? So we had to dig around a little bit. Even broke rank and went up and looked at the New York slime. I'll come back to that perhaps in a minute. But out of India, Reuters, you know, the Rothschilds news agency here, they used to use carrier pigeons. Now they just use Reuters. Anyway, back to this article here. It says India gold investment seen topping jewelry sale. This is an important time of the year in the gold market because the East Indians are rather fond of the noble metal. No doubt about it. And where sometimes they buy beads and bangles and neck things and bands. There's so many things you can see. They're very creative artistes. But they're starting to look at gold as something more than just jewelry. Here, this by Siddesh Mayankar out of India, Reuters. India's gold investment demand may rise by 25 to 30% in the second half of 2010 from a year ago as a shift in preferences from jewelry to exchange-traded funds, bars, and coins gathers pace, the head of a spot bullion exchange told Reuters on Friday. All right? These people are gold conscious, unlike the American people who are totally unconscious. The gold is recognized for what it is in India. And what are they saying here in this opening paragraph or sentence? That they're shifting their preference from bangles and headbands and things like that and necklaces to exchange-traded funds, bars, and coins. They're looking at gold as money. Indians traditionally buy gold jewelry, which is the most common gift during religious events and an essential wedding present, but buyers, are becoming increasingly aware of the benefits of holding gold in other forms, all right? Investment will outpace jewelry demand in 1 to 2 years as investors have more options like ETFs and coins. Does it give you an idea that there may be an upside potential to the gold market? Anjanine Sinha, the chairman and managing director of the National Spot Exchange, told Reuters in an interview ahead of a gold convention in Varka in the western Indian state of Goa. Investment will outpace jewelry demand in 1 to 2 years. ETFs are instruments that trade like shares and are backed by physical holdings of the commodity. Now, some ETFs ostensibly are backed. Others are questionably backed. We cover the SPDR gold shares, GLD, every morning, and there's a lot of questioning as to whether or not they actually possess 1,297.95 metric tons of gold. Investors facing inflation volatile equities and low bank deposit rates. Low bank deposit rates. U.S. Treasuries 2-year this morning at 0.52. The miserable article we shared yesterday where banks are giving 0.01% interest on a 10-year, or was it a 2-year, $10,000 CD. The National Spot Exchange, which started operations in 2008, that would be the year the recession began, if you can believe the pundits, is a delivery-based spot trading platform that deals in 24 commodities, including gold. India's gold demand, which fell to the lowest since 1997 last year because of a drought, would increase and help imports to rise to 600 to 625 tons this year. So India is a very strong buyer. We know that China is a very strong producer, and that both the people of India and the people of China are investing in gold. Some perhaps might say that they're investing wisely and heavily in gold in the face of a continuing paper dollar collapse. In April to June quarter, India's investment demand for gold was at 41.5 tons, up 7% on the year, while jewelry demand stood at 123 tons, down 2% on the year. So you can see the layout there. They're about 3-1, jewelry for bullion, coins, and shares. But nevertheless, they're in the marketplace. Are you?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And back into the news basket, looking at India again. I guess we could all just exchange U.S. dollars for pesos and slide across the border and find ourselves as a beach blanket gringo. But anyway, the cost of jewelry in India is much higher this year by 5 to 6% on top of the price of gold, while in the case of bars and coins, it's merely 0.01%, okay? And that's an important, that explains why the investment segment of India's gold market has been expanding rapidly, because people are looking at gold more and more and more as an immediate, monetary substance, as opposed to just carefully setting aside portions of their wealth in gold jewelry, which of course has an exchange value. But why pay for all the artistry and the fine work and the separation of metals and things like that in a jewelry piece when you could just have a bullion coin, a bar of gold, etc.? And they're going this direction. In recent years, the East Indians have increasingly bought gold bars and coins across bank counters and at jewelry shops purely as an investment. It's important. A lot of bars and coins are exchanged for jewelry at the time of weddings in the investor's family, though a lot of investors also are seen cashing them out where gold prices rise. Banks have identified coins and bars as a new segment of growth for many and have made a beeline to offer the products across their counters. Can you imagine going into your local bank, all right, your community bank, and cashing your paycheck and say, I'd like to take that in gold, please? East Indians are a little bit further ahead of us, Anyway, India goes into a busy season from now until November, from August until November. That sees the big Hindu festivals such as Dussehra, Deepawali, and Dhanteras, India's biggest single gold-buying day when people buy the metal to invoke prosperity. A little more intelligent there in East India than we are here in America. People just buy cheap Chinese plastic crap and think they're getting ahead. All right, but in India, they buy gold on their big holiday to invoke their future prosperity. Seems like their gods have got a little better message, don't they? Demand hasn't slowed despite higher prices, and it's expected to be good in the next 3 to 4 months. The price level of 19,000 rupees per 10 grams is now understood by people, and they are getting used to it. 19,000 rupees per 10 grams. On Friday, gold futures on the Multi-Commodity Exchange of India Limited were at 18.884 rupees, or up 26% on the year. And here we have 30.78% up this morning. So there's that piece of news. This is a big news item so far, but all we've got to go on is consensus. I don't have a final figure on it, but this gross domestic product is supposed to be out today. The consensus off of Econo Day before the announcement goes this way: GDP growth for the second quarter came in at an annualized 2.4%. I just take that with a grain of salt, because this is a consensus. The actual is probably lower than that. For the initial estimate, and followed a revised first quarter gain of 3.7%, final sales of domestic product gained an annualized 1.3% in the second quarter, following a 1.1% rise the prior quarter. And all those numbers together, just take a look at it and think about it. If the gross domestic product by quarters is rising about 1%, we might have a 4% growth over the whole year. And how does that line up with inflation? Big problem there. Anyway, let's jump over here and look at consumer sentiment. This is another consensus report, right? This is not the final story on this. But anyway, the Reuters University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index improved in mid-August to 69.6 from July's full-month reading of 67.8. What does that mean to you or me? Nothing. It's just a number inside of a survey. And they make a survey of 500 households each month on their and ask about financial conditions and their attitudes about the economy. Well, maybe they very carefully pick their 500 houses, but, you know, who cares? Who cares? You know, out of any 500 people, all we're asking for is their opinions. What do they think? How do they feel? What's their attitude? Well, okay. You know, where do you think they're going to get most of this? They're off the television set, out of their church, from their children, in the classes at school, and so on and so forth. Who cares? You know, out of any 500 households, how many people would you have to ask if you asked them how much the spot price on gold was this morning, or even any time in the last month, how many people would even get within 10% of being right? If you were to go in and ask your banker this morning what the spot price is on silver, how many bankers would be able to tell us at the counter would ever even be able to tell you what the spot price of silver was, or anywhere close? All right? Not many. So all of these various and sundry reports are just kind of take it and plug it into your mind, but I wouldn't get too excited about it. In fact, all of this news this morning is just the same kind of claptrap here. This is something about Saab. You know, we've been talking about cars just a little bit because everybody seems to want to spend more on automobiles these days than we used to buy apartment buildings for. But anyway, Spyker Cars NV, the Dutch supercar manufacturer that bought Saab automobile this year, said production is fully operational as the first half loss has widened with the takeover of the unprofitable Swedish brand. So Spyker's CEO Victor Muller is keeping the Saab auto line in existence. And I think that's a good thing. The Saab automobile was really delightful early on, and only of late have they started to follow along the General Motors look, where all cars are just have to be exactly the same. Saab on the brink of collapse until Spyker bought the Trollhättan-based carmaker from GM, resumed manufacturing in March after a seven-week standstill. The brand introduced the 9.5 sedan in May and set up a new dealer network that Spyker said today covers 50 countries. So we should be able to see Saab hopefully stay around for a little bit longer. I'd like to see them go back to their three-cylinder and four-cylinder two cycles with front-wheel drive and freewheeling so that you could get 50 and 60 miles to the gallon in an automobile that you could buy for $2,800 new off the lot, as opposed to $35,000 or more. Anyway, here's a little bit more market news. This, Treasury's decline, your eroding weekly advance as Asian stocks recoup their losses. Treasuries fell, eroding a weekly advance as a rebound in Asian shares reduced demand for the U.S. bond yields at 19-month lows, and as policymakers from 40 nations gathered in Wyoming to debate the global outlook. All right, that's happening now. Gathering from 40 nations in Wyoming, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Beam and Bernanke out there. Longer maturity debt also fell after the Nikkei 225 stock average climbed back from an initial loss, raising speculation a global stock rout this month has run its course. Not good news. Treasury yields are at extreme levels, quote, and I wouldn't be surprised that people look for excuses to book profits while awaiting comments from the policymakers, close quote, said Padaharaka Garvey, head of the developed market strategies at ING Group in Amsterdam. Some people are expecting Bernanke to signal further monetary policy easing, but that might not happen today. I don't think he would want to say something to push bond yields lower. Desperately, desperately low. Two-year bond yield this morning, 0.52. This week, 0.47, I believe, for a low, maybe even 0.44. No decline predicted. Japan's Nikkei, well, we'll have to wait for Japan's Nikkei and the rest of this article right after these words for our sponsors. Stay tuned.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now. Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where over thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're back into this article here talking about what's going down out in Wyoming, looking at the various and sundry prospects for any improvement economically. Benjamin Bernanke has been firing blanks for a long time. He's all out of aces. And everybody in the world knows it, you know. So pay attention to these articles. They're not going to be able to come up with any kind of a decisive plan or a strategy. Nobody is fooled, and the more you look and stir around inside of the market reports, the more you'll find that I'm correct in that. People are not deceived. They know the dire hour that we're dealing with. Alarming data. Mohammed A. L. Arian, E-R-I-A-N, however he pronounces it, the chief executive officer at Pacific Investment Management Company, also known as PIMCO, not PIMCO, but PIMCO, kind of similar, though, said the economic data are alarming, quote-unquote, alarming, in an opinion piece in the Washington Post. Washington Postal, I guess they're trying to sell that one. Too many Moonies. Anyway, PIMCO, based in Newport Beach, California, runs the world's biggest bond fund. Right? So they find it alarming, these economic data, alarming. Unemployment is high, consumer credit is shrinking, and small companies are having trouble obtaining lines of credit, wrote L. Arian, who was also PIMCO's chief investment officer. Throughout the summer, data signals are becoming more alarming, he wrote. Current policy approaches here and abroad are unlikely to deliver a durable and robust U.S. recovery. Right? Durable. He has stopped using the word sustainable. All right? Because durable and sustainable in this case, in this usage, would be synonymous. He's not going with the meme. He uses the word deliver a durable instead of a sustainable and robust U.S. recovery. So there's a little bit of change of language. I pay very close attention to language. Words have meanings, and how they're used is very important. Bernanke may say, they don't know what he's going to say, may say the central bank is considering increasing its debt purchases to help keep borrowing costs low. All right, so they create the debt, and then they buy it. And they create the debt, and they buy it. The yield difference, or the spread between two-year notes and 30-year bonds, was at 300 basis points, staying within one basis point of the narrowest spread since April of last year. The spread, 300 basis points, 3.00%. For all of our Become Vocal Local savvy listeners, 300 basis points equals 3.00. And what they're saying here is the spread between these, the two-year note, the two-year this morning is 0.52, and the 10-year is 2.54, was at 3 basis points. I would say that it's at 2 basis points, not 3 basis points. Perhaps this author can't do math, or maybe I just don't understand what they're trying to say. Cautionary economic outlook. There is the potential for Bernanke to reflect a cautionary economic outlook. What do we know about that cautionary? Cautionary, that's the precautionary principle. This is what we discovered again when we studied the ocean and space, coastal and ocean spatial planning, blah, 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 blah. All right? It's the precautionary principle. There is a potential for Bernanke to reflect a cautionary economic outlook and hint at some policy implications at Jackson Hole, said Andre Da Silva, coastal and marine spatial planning. My brain wasn't firing there. Said Andre Da Silva, head of Asia Pacific Interest Rate Strategy at HSBC, quote, this is likely to add to the bullish flattening treasury curve bias. Flattening treasury curve bias. Does that sound like a flat line? Does that sound like you just go ahead and unhook the paddles and take all these, you know, take what do they call those things that they hook up to the various bottles? Some kind of a needle. Anyway, it's time to just go ahead and put a sheet over the patient, folks. It's flattening. Flattening the treasury curve. Fed policymakers said at their August 10th meeting they would reinvest principal payments on mortgage assets of the central bank holding into long-term treasuries after judging, quote, the pace of economic recovery is likely to be more modest in the near term than had been anticipated. It's flatlining, folks. Patient dead. Joseph Lavorgna, chief U.S. economist at Deutsche Bank Securities, Inc. in New York, cut his estimate for growth this quarter to a 2% annual pace. And then it drops down and it closes this way. Here's a quote. Treasuries are the only place to go, close quote, said Kazuaki Oi, a debt salesman in Tokyo at Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce, Canada's fifth largest lender. Quote, what's the alternative? Nobody believes the economy is okay. Well, what's the alternative? Nobody believes the economy is okay. You take it from anybody, take it from Japanese. They know. Treasuries, they say, are the only places to go. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Again, dollar-denominated asset. Why go there? The East Indians are wiser than that. The Chinese are wiser than that. They're going to gold. They're holding land. They're holding commodities. They're holding copper. They're holding tangibles. What's the alternative? Nobody believes the economy is okay. Arizona, also in the news this morning. Arizona seeks September appeal hearing on immigration ruling. All right. I'm not going to go into this whole article. Had a call from Brian yesterday. Pretty interesting stuff that. But, you know, it doesn't surprise me at all to discover that this woman is, you know, got is all surrounded up in the people with the prison industries. Maybe they've got something to gain here, something real to gain by harassing people, blah, blah, blah. Here's the article. New news, August 26th, yesterday's news, Joel Rosenblatt, imagine he's Irish, Arizona should be able to enforce a law, should be able to enforce a law requiring police to determine the immigration status of people stopped for questioning, its lawyers told a U.S. appeals court while seeking to overturn a ruling blocking the statute. Lawyers for Arizona told the U.S. Court of Appeals in San Francisco that the Justice Department, which sued to block the state's law, failed to demonstrate the federal government's right to stop it from enforcing the statute. The appeal is scheduled to be argued the first week of November. Quote, the Arizona legislature carefully crafted, the craft and guile, the change agent's obfuscatory linguistics, carefully crafted, how crafty they are, those lawyers, they are a different race of people, you know. The Arizona legislature carefully crafted its law to ensure that the state enforces federal immigration policies, quote, in compliance with existing federal laws and pursuant to the well-established criminal and constitutional law and practice, close quote, lawyers for the state wrote in the filing. And you can be sure that they did carefully craft this legislation fully anticipating a federal challenge. All right? This is an important case. An estimated 50% of illegal aliens enter the U.S. through Arizona. All right? That's important. The state said in its filing yesterday, the illegal immigration and the related drug and human trafficking spurred Governor Janice Brewer to sign the Arizona law in April to eliminate, quote-unquote, sanctuary policies that in some Arizona cities restrict law enforcement officers' ability to cooperate with federal enforcement officers, according to the filing. Right? So both sides of this thing is going on in here. Mirror the U.S. laws, Arizona argues many of the provisions blocked by Bolton's ruling are state laws that, quote, mirror existing federal laws pursuant to states' broad police powers, close quote, as they should. We're going to find out more about that in a few minutes when we start looking at the Administrative Procedures Act and the administrative law that rules America. Charles Miller, a Justice Department spokesman, declined to comment on the filing, saying lawyers for the U.S. will respond in a legal filing due in about 4 weeks. So there's more of that. Let's see what we've got over here. This is another one. I keep mentioning to you and reminding you that one of these days, very soon, we're going to have to report carbon trading. This off of Bloomberg as well. Climate control failures may send coal trading to a record energy markets. European carbon permits were poised for a fifth weekly increase as electricity prices in Germany, the bloc's largest economy, erased early losses. EU permits, these are carbon permits, EU permits for December rose as much as 1.4% to 15.48 euros a metric ton. All right? So here's the little cut, copy, and paste language that I'm going to need to memorize for next year, perhaps, when we start trading in carbon in the United States, all right? EU permits for December rose as much as 1.4%. My goodness.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powdered seeds and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So if you're receiving emails from Campaign for Liberty or perhaps the local Republican Party in your state or your area, you definitely have been seeing plenty of cap-and-trade nonsense talked about. And this is where we're heading. Of course, we've talked about it and reported on it ever since H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, was unveiled by the usurper's administration. And I've shared with you the annual meeting, and I went and attended the annual meeting of our electric co-op here, the Rural Electric Co-op, where the head shed there talked about, for sure, electricity prices are going up, all right? They're going to go up. Well, we're going to find out why right here. This is German baseload power for the next year. A European benchmark reversed earlier losses and rose 0.2% to 51.45 euros a megawatt hour, according to a broker data compiled by Bloomberg. Higher power prices can boost the incentive to sell electricity forward, stimulating demand for emission permits. Got to have higher electric prices, folks, to get the carbon trading market off the ground. All right? You are carbon. I am carbon. They want to trade us. They're trading our inputs. They're trading our outputs. And that's the way it's going to go. We don't need to go too much further into the story out of Wyoming here. Bernanke, Trichet, economic paths may diverge at Jackson Hole. Just quickly here, Simon Kennedy, Scott Lanneman, New News, Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, and European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet, who united to fight the worst global recession in six decades, may be diverging over the outlook of their economies. All right. This is good news if you read Sun Tzu's Manual of War. They're fighting amongst each other. They're arguing. They're getting old. They're getting weak. Their plans are no longer working. This is an ideal time to strike your enemy. All right. The Bernanke-led Fed, while saying U.S. growth would be slower than anticipated, that's unexpectedly, experts say, announced on August the 10th that it will buy treasuries to set a $2.05 trillion floor on its balance sheet and keep interest rates from rising. Of course, it's the rising of the interest rates which gets people to come into that marketplace. More money would be available to loan if the interest rates went up. But as long as he continues to keep the interest rates down, investors will put their money elsewhere. Any transatlantic divide may be on display when the two central bankers address the Fed's annual symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Their attitudes contrast with the second quarter when the European fiscal crisis forced Trichet to buy government bonds for the first time, and Bernanke discussed how and when to cut the Fed's balance sheet. Well, there's more to that article. Doppler has been very vociferous in the chat room this morning, and folks, you can always find our chat room. It's become vocallocal.com. Wants me to cover this article. Ordinarily, I would let this article slide, but we'll cover it anyway. Glenn Beck, this is off the Washington Postal. The Glenn Beck rally will be a measure of the Tea Party's strength. This by Amy Gardner, Washington Post staff writer. Okay. When Fox News and talk radio host Glenn Beck come to Washington this weekend to headline a rally intended to, quote unquote, restore honor to America, he will test the strength and potentially expose the weaknesses of a conservative grassroots movement that remains an unpredictable force in the country's politics. Okay. Okay, so the gods are coming, all right? Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin. Beck, who is both admired and assailed for his faith-based patriotism and his brash criticism of Barry the Usurper, well, they don't say that, but I do, plans in part to celebrate Martin Lucifer King Jr. as an American communist hero. He will speak on the anniversary of the I Have a Cream speech from the spot where King spilled it. Some Tea Party activists say the event at which former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, I Love Israel Sarah, is also scheduled to speak. Is that a dual citizen pin on your lapel there, Sarah? Will have a greater impact than last September's 9-12 march along Pennsylvania Avenue. Though the attendance figures for that anti-tax rally are disputed. Anti-tax rally. Uh-oh. What is it, Mark Potok? Going to come in here any moment now. We'll hear from Morris Sleaze. Anti-tax rally are disputed. It was the first national gathering to demonstrate the size and in the influence of the Tea Party movement. But with just a few days before the Beck rally, basic questions linger. We all have basic questions about Stephen Forbes and Dick Armey and Glenn Beck and the rest of these shills for the neocon agenda, but including how big it will be and whether the event, which Beck says is non-political, will help or hurt the Republicans in November. Also unanswered is whether Beck can pull off the connection to King without creating an offense. Uh-oh, watch out. This will be a racist rally here. The KKK is coming. Or confrontation with another event the same day led by the good old Reverend Al, available for pay, Sharpton. Yeah, right. Anyway, I generally don't go into this sort of stuff. You know, I have very little respect at all for the Tea Party. The way you always judge a tree by its fruit, and you can also judge it by the, you know, your bedfellows, and it's not a good thing. Of course, this article, another chat room drop in, not much in the news basket this morning. The government can use GPS to track your moves. Well, we all heard about this one. Adam Cohen might be the Cohenim, huh? Well, I wonder how far back his roots go. All the way back to Israel, no doubt. Maybe even all the way back to the Babylonian Talmud. Wednesday, August the 25th, writing for the Time magazine, I guess. They're talking about the government agents can sneak onto your property in the middle of the night and put a GPS device on the bottom of your car and keep track of you everywhere you go. Well, yeah. This doesn't violate your Fourth Amendment rights because you don't have any reasonable expectation of privacy in your own driveway and no reasonable expectation that the government isn't tracking your movements. Is there anyone out there that thinks that we have any privacy in this open-air prison that we live in? Yeah, they could come in, sneak onto your property. You'd be doing really well, folks. It'll be your lucky day. This will be the best night of your life if all they do is put a GPS tracking unit underneath your automobile. Thank God they didn't crash the door down and shoot you dead in your bed. Anyway, this is a bizarre and scary rule that now applies in California and 8 other western states, okay? This is the Ninth Circuit. That includes the state of Alaska, where we've been reporting about Schaefer Cox and the boys. I wonder whether their 3,500-man militia in Fairbanks, Alaska, is going to sit still and allow the government, the federales, to come up their driveways in Alaska and put GPS stickers on the bottom of their pickups. Might get shot in the driveway. Maybe you get chewed to death as they set the huskies loose on you. Anyway, it's a dangerous decision, one that, as dissenting judges warned, could turn America into the sort of a totalitarian state imagined by George Orwell. Mr. Cohen, this article is almost 20 years late. Could turn it in? Come on. Could? Could turn it into that? Well, in fact, the government violated blah, 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 blah. Judges were veered into offensiveness when they explained why Piñata Moreno's driveway was not private. It was open to strangers, they said, such as delivery people and neighborhood children who could wander across it uninvited. If your local, and we're going to talk about this in a moment, we're going to get into administrative law here, but if your local building official can come onto your property and walk around your property without notice, without an invitation, all right, taking photographs and making notes of any violations that your property might have in the International Property Maintenance Code, and write you up violation citations, and then act as both the legislative branch and the judicial branch, and give you, you know, convict you basically on their own cognizance, convict you of these violations, and then can turn around and act in the executive branch capacity to enforce those laws. And do you really think that you own your property? If you are forced, and it is forced, to pay property taxes annually to support an educational system which you do not support, mentally or otherwise, do you think you actually own your property? Have you been paying attention? You used Federal Reserve notes to buy it? You don't own it. There's a toxic slime on everything. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, August the 27th, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for each and every day. In the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast, a rather light day in the news, covering some of the articles suggested by the chatters in the chat room. And as we were coming into the break, we just finished up a little bit about the GPS tracking units installed on automobiles. But again, if you actually think that you're not living in a police state, you're something short of a rock. Honest to Pete, folks, I'm sorry to tell you. Been that way all my life. Right? Early 60s forward. Are we just now finding George Orwell? No. It was university textbook studies at the time I was going to school. I have the cliff notes on the course I took that included the mandatory reading of George Orwell's 1984 and Aldous Huxley's Brave New World and Brave New World Revisited, which in my opinion, in my estimation, of the three books, George Orwell's 1984 Revisited is a much better piece to go to because you don't have to deal with all of the fictitious language and all the rest of the stuff. You just get down to the full meal deal. Bottom line, who is going to be the custodian of the custodians? Who's going to watch the watchers? Who's going to manage the managers? Who's going to plan the planners? That's the real important question here. Well, this one, again, I don't know who these people are. I don't know whether they have any credibility or not. But WikiLeaks CIA memo warns of American Jewish extremists of exporting terror abroad. Well, that's probably all true. A CIA memo, is that the Catholic intelligence agency? Is this the Jesuit intelligence agency? Is this the Knights of Malta intelligence agency? You know, talking about pointing the fingers at Jewish extremists exporting terror or Islam coming in? Look at the number of people that have come from Islamic nations in the last 40 years. And then compare that with the number of Marian heresy, Marian apparition, dyed in the wool, Catholics and mestizos coming across the southern border. Almost the entire southern hemisphere on this continent and all of Central America and Mexico are Roman Catholics. They believe in, advocate, and worship the Queen of Heaven, Mary. They pray prayers of intercession through Mary to get to Christ. They're so heretical, it is unbelievable. And yet we're going to worry about whether or not the Muhammads have a prayer rug and like to stick their butt in the air five times a day. Who has conquered which country? Catholicism or Islam? My question to you. Who has had a greater history of inquisitions and purges and genocides than the Catholic Church? Judaism, Islam, or Catholicism? It's the reason why our ancestors came to this country, to be away from churches and to be done with the Anglican Church and to be done with the Catholic Church and to set ourselves up here quiet communities, living God-fearing lives. The laws of nature and nature's God. All men created by their Creator with unalienable rights, including the right to choose what religion they wanted to observe or not observe, or just simply ignore. All of those options are available in this country. This article, the United States has a long and rich history of exporting terrorism abroad. Absolutely a true statement. Terrorism, a system of government that rules by fear, intimidation, and dread. What's going to be more fearful than holding atomic nuclear devices the detonation on civilian populations over the head of the world for 60 years. I ask you, who are the terrorists? Roman America? Jewish America? Islam America?
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now. Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have returned once again, and I jumped away from that article. Better get back to it quickly. I don't want to spend too much more time on this again, but after noting several incidents in which American Muslims launched much-discussed attacks abroad, the analyst warned, quote, less attention has been paid to homegrown terrorism exported overseas by non-Muslim groups. The February 5th memo marked secret, a no-foreign, the intelligence community's designation for not for release to foreign nationals, was penned by the CIA's Red Cell. The Red Cell, well, they've been communists from the beginning anyway, a group tasked with taking a pronounced out-of-the-box approach in order to offer an alternative viewpoint on the full range of analytic issues. Contrary to common beliefs, noted the anonymous authors, always anonymous authors, quote, the American export of terrorism or terrorists is not a recent phenomenon. Hell no. As old as the hills. Nor has it been associated only with Islamic radicals or people of the Middle Eastern, African, or South Asian ethnic origin. According to the analysts, Jewish extremists have supported and even engaged in violent acts against perceived enemies of Israel. And they do it all the time. Benjamin Netanyahu, all got the peace talks bogged down once again over building code violations. Quote, some Irish Americans have long provided financial and material support for violent efforts to compel the United Kingdom to relinquish control of Northern Ireland. Again, now we're right back over into the Vatican again. All right. You remember the name? Peter D. Sutherland. All right. The Consolator for the Holy See. Yeah. My goodness. The report highlighted the consequences of American violence abroad. In 1994, Barak Goldstein, an American Jewish doctor from New York, quote, emigrated to Israel, joined the extremist group Kahak, and killed 29 Palestinians during their prayers in the mosque at the Tomb of the Patriarchs in Hebron. The deadly attack helped to trigger a wave of bus bombings by Hamas in early 1995. Kahak was founded by Meir Kahani, an American Israel rabbi, best described as a radical cleric. And it just goes on. Just goes on. All right. At one point, you know, somewhere along the line, maybe when we transition from the 20th century into the 21st century, we could drop this nonsense and leave it behind us. We've spoken before about this Neptune's trident, how totally convenient, you know, to have this three-pronged spear to keep skewering the Goy people over and over and over again. They conquered all of Europe with this program. Catholicism, Judaism, you know, Islam. It's all out of the same bed of lies. It's all out of the same disgusting putrid writings. It's all Babylon and Egypt. When are people going to wake up? My question to you. My question to you. Stuff as that is to deal with. Do your homework very carefully. All right? You just really can't get away from this. And we're not going to get away from it. It's just too convenient. It's a dialectic. It's a three-pronged dialectic. And I don't know, after Ignatius Loyola and St. Francis Xavier set up the Jesuit order, once it was established, and that was the anti-Protestant Reformation movement, the anti-Reformation group. Where does Xavier go? He goes right to China. He goes to India. He goes to the Orient. And so they started agitating over there. And so great transformations happened in the, you know, in Hindu places, other forms of religious, you know, belief. What are there, seven principal religions on this planet? We've talked in the past about Auguste Comte. Who is Auguste Comte? And he stated in his History of the World that man goes through and has the potential to go through three stages of human development. In the beginning, man is ruled by their priests and their priest kings. The second stage is a transition into the metaphysical. That's the age of reason, the enlightenment. And the third stage is the positive. Well, here we are in the 21st century. We're living in the positive stage. Most of the developed nations are living in the positive stage of human development, as visioned by Auguste Comte. And yet, we're still interfacing and using the tools of the priesthood kingdoms, you know. We're trying to somehow or another continually stitch together lifestyles that are 4,000 years distant or less. Islam came on the scene, what was it, 600 AD, somewhere in that area, 1,400 years ago. But still, we're trying to stitch together this idea of a theocracy, raising up a theocracy on this planet. If you go back as we did so or long ago, and we studied anarchism and anarchy, and we understand that out of the Bible, the anarchs, the archists, the archons and the cadres were families, they were people set up to rule, perhaps by themselves, multi-generationally, set up to rule over people. And the advice that the Christ ostensibly gave in the book is be not like the others. Be not like the archists or the archons. Be an anarch. And that's the first use of the word that I can find, an anarch, not an archist. So we don't put up priests, we don't put up kings, and we don't allow men, so to speak, to rule over us. Our founders were intelligent enough, well and widely read enough, that they understood that we would live by a rule of law. But unfortunately, this bizarre other race of humans known as lawyers out of the inns, the courts, and the temples in England have infiltrated and kept us in bondage through law. The bankers and the lawyers are in cahoots, and they keep us in bondage through law. We think we have the rule of law, but as Hal Anthony says on his broadcast, Behind the Woodshed, we don't have the rule of law, we have the rule o' law. And there's a difference. We're going to talk about that difference as soon as we come back from this break. So I would really recommend everybody to contemplate over the weekend these two simple questions one more time. To try and come to the beginning of your studies, find out who you are, and find out whose you are. And you may not be able to come to an answer on those two questions. In fact, you may spend the rest of your days on this planet trying to discern just who you are and whose you are. But if you don't know who you are and you don't know whose you are, all of the rest of these discussions are almost moot, because you will be subject to every changing wind of doctrine that comes down the pike, just as I am. You have to run your antennas of discernment, all the way up, like a CB antenna on a Jeep or something. Run it all the way up. Because everybody's trying to tell you who you are. Everyone's trying to tell you whose you are. And then they're going to control you if they can convince you that you are theirs and that you are what they say you are. But there's a tremendous amount of internal strength that comes from a pretty good understanding of just who you are and whose you are. When we come back, we're going to look at administrative law, another part of the lawyer's gambit on America.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we are back once again. We're going to set aside all that other consideration. We're going to go back to the actual situation, all right? It's always easy to run away with the symptoms, and it's always easy to run away with the victims. But if we don't focus our attention like a laser on the disease and seek to eradicate the disease, we're not going to get our bacon out of this fire, all right? And there are many, many other people that can go into law far more adroitly than I, and give you a much better understanding of it than I could ever possibly hope to do, even though I've been studying it for years and years and years. Right? I have not studied, procedure, as I've said in the past. I'd be hard-pressed to, defend myself against a parking ticket. What I study is the history of law, jurisprudence, and then I look at all of the various and sundry philosophies and opinions and public opinions that have shaped law and legislation over the past thousands of years. That doesn't help you in a court of law. And it doesn't answer some of the questions that others have started to answer. But as I mentioned earlier, last week, or maybe it was the week before, I stopped in at a flea market. And while I was there, I noticed that they had a new set of encyclopedias, new to me, a set of Encyclopedia Britannica, which by studying the Encyclopedia Britannica, we discover was published originally by an Adam Black, and then we have the Black's Law Dictionary, and we have West Pub and all that. I just saw a carry on of the same stuff. But at the same time, when I got that set of encyclopedias, I picked up this book, which I've shared several readings from, Legal Research and Writing for Paralegals. Right? And we've been going into just some of the things that a paralegal is trained to do, knows to do, and turns to when they're in the process of preparing research necessary to support an action in law. And so Ralph Winterode, for instance, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, has been talking about the Administrative Procedures Act for nearly a year. Alfred Adusk, who is on the First Amendment Radio Network, Tuesdays through Thursdays, also has a very good handle on law, a piercing understanding of law. He's been talking lately about the state and this state. Again, we have to know who we are and whose we are, and the difference, the transition between the state and this state. And Ralph Winterode is deep into the Administrative Procedures Act and understanding the influence of the agencies. And so here we find in our Legal Research and Writing for Paralegals, this published by Little Brown and Company, Deborah Bouchot, this back in copyright in 1994, a textbook, university-level textbook, this section on page 339, Administrative Law. And I'm just going to just share it with you whole cloth. All right, in the first half of this century, she writes, it became evident that Congress' lawmaking ability could not keep pace with the demands of modern society. Now, as I've shared with you before about textbooks, textbooks rarely teach you how to think. Most often they teach you what to think. And we should not or ought not be surprised when we're dealing with our elected officials or with lawyers or with doctors or whatever, Indian chiefs or Grand Poopendoffs, that we are dealing with the ignorant, the walking ignorant, the walking illiterate. So here, again, in this opening bit, in this section on administrative law, the budding young paralegal's mind is influenced by this statement. I'm going to give it again. In the first half of this century, it became evident that Congress's lawmaking ability could not keep pace with the demands of modern society. And so because of the demands of modern society, we have to set aside our constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, and we have to allow ourselves to come under this new branch. Very important dates in the development of this country. One of them, all right, was at the writing of the Declaration of Independence. Another was at Gettysburg in the Gettysburg Address. And another one was the War Powers Act and the Declaration of Emergency by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And there have been other key points, key changes, key turning points in our history. Broad sweeping changes. Now we're going to have a broad-based ecosystem management of all of our coastal and inland waters by the executive order, an executive fiat, has the force and effect of law, sidesteps Congress by the Presidente. As a result, Congress delegated certain tasks to agencies. Now, you know that under FDR's rule of law, that we came into the alphabet soup agencies. Remember? You've heard it before growing up. The alphabet soup agencies. These are all of these acronyms that we very carefully and patiently have to track down and find out more about. These are all of the bodies and the organs and the heads of this multi-headed hydra beast that came out of the post-United Nations period, but also out of the post Roosevelt, and go back before that, the post-Federal Reserve Banking System, the post-America American Bankers Association, the post-American Bar Association, and the Commission on Uniform Law period. This is all this new stuff that's coming on us and at us. Congress delegated certain tasks to agencies. We didn't pass any, you know, constitutional amendments to grant them this new power. But what they did was that they basically, what's the word I'm thinking of? I'll come back to that word, maybe. It'll come to my mind. What they basically did is they gave away powers and created a new system, another branch, a fourth branch of government. Again, Congress delegated certain tasks to agencies, working right out of a textbook, each created to administer a body of law, a body of law, right? And this goes back to the physiocrats, Cassidier and others. No, not Cassidier, Bichat. Very strongly, Auguste Comte was very strongly influenced by Bichat, a physiologist, in the examination of the brain and the body in the 1800s. Each created to administer a body of law, right? You will recall that the typical view of our system of government is that each of the three branches of government, and here parenthetically, legislative, judicial, executive, exercise one function, making law, interpreting law, and enforcing law respectively. All right? You will recall that the typical view, this is a very clever thing among academians, all right? They are actually dissing this view. Only the ignorant and the unlearned would actually have this view. You will recall that the typical view. The administrative agencies are an apparent contradiction to this principle of separation of powers. Very bold statement, wouldn't you agree? I've highlighted it in pink, hot pink, and underlined it in red. The administrative agencies are an apparent contradiction to this principle of the separation of powers. They do not say in this textbook that it's unconstitutional, but they do say, truthfully and honestly, that they are apparent. It's on their face. An apparent contradiction to this principle of the separation of powers. In that agencies, well, we'll pick that up right there. Just think about that through the break.
Information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we continue along here, again, understanding a little bit about administrative law. So important to understand today. So very important to understand today. Continuing, the administrative agencies are in apparent contradiction to this principle of the separation of powers in that the agencies act quasi-legislatively, like a legislator, in enacting their own rules and regulations, and also act quasi-judicially, like a court, in settling disputes. Right? So as we talked about a little bit earlier in regards to the International Property Maintenance Code, one of the body of model codes advanced by FEMA in their International Building Code System, FEMA's former director, James Lee Witt, was the original CEO there of this International Code Council. You can find their website and find out about it for yourself. But these codes have been implemented all across the United States and in Mexico and in Canada, and someday perhaps all around the world. But the code official, like I said before, turns up in your yard acting like the legislature. He goes around and he makes private interpretations in regards to the fitness of your property. And then, acting quasi-judicially like a court, he rules up or down on your situation. But then, because of the power, the force and effect of law, because of the power of his little ticket book, he then acts like the judge, the jury, and the executioner. And this is the trouble that we're dealing with these agencies. Despite these seeming sweeping powers, despite the author right here, despite these seeming sweeping powers, again, I can only tell you that the poor person, the young people that are taking this course in paralegals, they're getting the truth told to them, but because of the way that it's written, they are not paying, they are probably not being, their attention is not being directed as deeply and as piercingly into these issues as they ought be. Despite these seeming sweeping powers, there are some constraints on the agency's powers. Congress, in creating an agency, typically, remember the typical view, separation of legislative, judicial, and executive branch, Congress typically, in creating an agency, typically enacts legislation directing how the agency should operate and also exercises some oversight and supervision of the agency to ensure it properly fulfills its function. Now, you might ask yourself and think about Congress's oversight and supervision of the Mineral Management Service. Ken Salazar. I thought all of a sudden it was Barry the usurper that stepped in and started making new appointments and changing rules and regulations and breaking up the Mineral Management Service into multiple agencies. Where was Congress in that? Again, Congress, in creating an agency, typically enacts legislation directing how the agency should operate and also exercises some oversight and supervision of the agency to ensure it properly fulfills its function. And we're going to find out in a moment that the agency can define its own function and does not exceed its authority. We'll find out in a moment that the agency establishes its own authorities as set forth in the enabling statute that created the agency. And though I don't have any proof in front of me, there may be some agencies that once they have been created cannot be uncreated. They are perpetual. They exist in perpetuity. But understand as well that they've just given you a powerful clue. And as I've shared time and time again, the most rapid road to recovery is to understand how an agency was created, and that is this enabling statute, and then reverse it, repeal it, right there. If you want to kill the Federal Reserve banking system, it could be done by an act of Congress just simply repealing the enabling statute that created it. And if the Fed doesn't like it, they can take a flying leap. And the same with FEMA or any of the other agencies out there. The Internal Revenue Service, bye-bye, by 10 tomorrow morning. But that's not likely to happen as long as we allow the same brood of Congress whores to people, the House of Congress. Each agency administers or regulates a body of law. And as we go along here, we're going to see that they create that body of law. For example, the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, regulates aviation. And then it goes on and talks about some others. While you may be under the impression that these agencies are far removed from you, right? And this is advice not only for the student, for this paralegal in training here, but for you, my listeners, as well. While you may be under the impression that these agencies are far removed from you and exercise only a minor role in your daily life, in actuality, These agencies impact you every day in numerous ways. Not the President of the United States of America. Not your House of Representatives. Not the senators. It's the agencies that are impacting you every day in numerous ways. Who was it that authorized the use of tracking devices on your automobiles, slipped in the middle of the night in your driveway under the presumption that you have no privacy? Who was it? Not Congress, an agency. For instance, every time you listen to a radio or watch television, the FCC is playing a role. For every item of food that you eat or aspirin that you take, curious that they use the aspirin there, invoking the bears and all that, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, is playing a role. Playing a role. Actors and stakeholders playing a role. It's all just a play. It's a charade. Playing a role. Perhaps the most intrusive agency and the one which affects you in a dramatic way each and every day is the IRS. Internal Revenue Service. Right here in the textbook. Underlined that one. Highlighted it in pink. There are individuals who head the agency as well as members of their staffs are usually experts in the area of law. Oh, curious, huh? You thought they were experts in mineral management? That they were experts in drilling deep-sea oil wells? Or that they were experts in education? Or in medicine? No. They are experts in the area of law that the agency regulates. The agency heads are selected by the president, approved by the United States Senate. You see, at one time we were able to have the states just simply recall a senator, a U.S. senator. They served on good behavior, just like the Supreme Court justices. Today, they're popularly elected for six-year terms. They're greatly removed from immediate censure. And so these agency heads selected by the president are then approved by the United States Senate and serve for a specified term of office. You saw how honest or how genuine the debate was as regards to whether or not Elena Kagan was qualified to sit as a U.S. Supreme Court justice. You'll need to become familiar with the terminology of administrative law in order to efficiently conduct research in this field of law. And I'm going to highly recommend that you make a note of it and look into this particular field of law because it impacts you every single day. And of the various parts of the legal process that we've looked at in the past under federal legislation and state legislation, etc., this is the most difficult area to research. While the product of a legislature is a law or a statute, notice the terminology. We talked about it, shared with you right off of Manta.com, that the Department of Justice is a corporation, and that all of the various agencies are corporations, and it's Nancy Pelosi, House of Representatives, and they give a corporate office in San Francisco. And if Bonner gets elected, it'll be John Boehner, House of Representatives, in his home address. New corporation would have to be created there. But notice the terminology. While the product, it's a business, this is what their product is, now listen, of a legislature, is a law or a statute. And so when the Congress whore tells you, well, I'm a lawmaker, that's exactly what they are. They make law. They craft law and legislation. That's their product, and that's what we pay them to do.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now. Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. System start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so once again, just examining a little bit about administrative law, right out of the course book for paralegals, where we find that the product of a legislature is a law or a statute, and that the product of an administrative agency is a rule or a regulation. So it's a usurping of tasks. It's a abrogation is the word I was trying to find. Congress has abrogated its duty to these agencies, contrary to the Constitution. There's no provision for them to do so. And in so doing, they've created a fourth branch of government, where the administrative agency's rules and regulations are virtually synonymous with the product of the legislature, which is law or statute. So the terms rule and regulation are used again synonymously. A violation of a rule or a regulation can be subject to punishment, just as can a violation of a statute. Administrative agencies are often referred to as regulatory bodies. And so we have our Congresshooers, known as the lawmakers, and then we have all of our agencies as regulatory bodies. Due to the fact that the function of each agency is to administer or regulate a body of law. Who creates that body of law? Well, it's the agency. So much so that agency rules and regulations are primary laws. And so ends the first little section under administrative law in this textbook. Let's go into it a little bit further. But understand what we're talking about here. We have a real demon. We have a multi-headed hydra, appointive, unelected, virtually self-financing. And why is it self-financing? Why don't they have to be supported by your tax dollars? Anyone know? It is because they have the ability to levy fines, fees, penalties, and exactions of every kind against you, the people, or we, the people, to finance themselves here in southwest Missouri, in Little McDonald County, neighboring county I used to live in for so many years, when they created a zoning commission, planning commission. They were charged by their enabling act to be self-financing. The only way that they could be self-financing was to sell permits and have fees and have penalties and exactions of every kind. If they couldn't do that, they wouldn't have any money. They would be a toothless hag, like some call the United Nations. But you can see that through crap and tax, their global taxation schemes are being built to support the United Nations, which United Universal is all Catholic, right? Look it up in the dictionary. Until 1936, there was no official publication of the rules and regulations of administrative agencies. 1936, again. You've got the Declaration of Independence, then you've got the Emancipation Proclamation, you've got Abraham Springsteen, Gettysburg Address, Emancipation Proclamation, all that. And then you've got the creation of the Federal Reserve Banking System. And then you've got the Declaration of Emergency Powers under Roosevelt. But it wasn't until 1936, and remember what we were talking earlier about the statutes and whatnot, it has only been of late that the huge, everything up until this time period was found in 80 volumes. And now there are some 15,000. Up until that time, there was just a tiny little dribble drab coming along for law, legislation, statutes, and all that. But in this post-Roosevelt time period, it has mushroom clouded. Until 1936, the author writes here, textbook, there was no official publication of the rules and regulations of administrative agencies. For example, and then they go on to talk about radio stations and things like that. This confusing situation reached a climax with the famous Panama Refining Company versus Ryan, 293 U.S. 388, 1935. Now, that's a citation, a court citation. It's an appeal court citation, most likely, U.S. Court of Appeals, U.S. 293. And this is part of what the research task is of a paralegal, is to understand those kind of citations. And here on this page 340, by this point in the text, you're supposed to understand this, so I just give it to you. Again, this confusing situation reached a climax with the famous Panama Refining Company versus Ryan, 293, U.S., 388, 1935, in which the defendant company was prosecuted for violation of an administrative regulation. It was not until the case reached the United States Supreme Court in appeal that it was discovered that the regulation Panama Refining Company was accused of violating had been revoked during the original prosecution was commenced. It was before the original prosecution. So they were being prosecuted against something that was already revoked. Now remember the Hegelian dialectic, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Who knows whether this particular Panama versus, you know, Panama Refining Company versus Ryan is a thesis which required the antithesis, which required a synthesis, which was the creation of the Federal Register Act. We'll go on. To rectify this situation, the United States Congress enacted the Federal Register Act, which provided for the publication of the Federal Register. The Federal Register is a pamphlet published weekdays and distributed by the United States Government Printing Office. No agency rule will have legal effect unless it is first published in the Federal Register. And I'll be honest and say that I haven't made a habit of visiting the Federal Register to see what's come down lately or overnight. What's been repealed or what's been added? What new rules have been created? Thus, excuse me, the Federal Register provides an organized system for making agency regulations available to the public. What does this constitute? This constitutes public notice as part of the due process. And if you don't go there, and if you don't read it, it's not because it wasn't available for you to do so. It was because you elected not to. This is voluntary compliance. This is willful ignorance, or excuse me, voluntary ignorance of the Federal Register, or willful oblivion of its importance. The Federal Register does more than merely recite the language of the agency regulations. It provides a summary of the regulation, its effective date, a person to contact for further information and background material relating to the regulation. And if my understanding of what Ralph Winterroth has presented before is correct, there's a window of opportunity for public comment. And because you're not going to get this in public school, and you're not going to get this in high school, and you're not going to get it in most colleges, you don't have any idea of where or how you can stay apprised of what's happening in the agencies, nor how you might be able to influence the rules and regulations that have and become, have the force and effect of primary law. Because each daily issue of the Federal Register is roughly the same size as an issue of Time magazine, and it is published daily, all these agencies, researching the Federal Register is a daunting task. Make it so difficult that the people can't follow it. And then don't tell them that it exists and give them no access to it. Therefore, just as our federal statutes published in the United States statute at large were better organized or codified into the 50 titles of the United States Code, the USC, the codifications, or Justinian's Code, going back under Roman law. Well, Roman law, that's a good place to drop it right there. Back again on Monday. Hope you all have a great weekend. Thank you for listening this week. It's been a pleasure. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.